show is called American Honor, brought to you by RBN. Call in number is 1-800-313-9443. Please do. The show is all about exposing corruption. And I tell you what, Nevada sets the standard for corruption. So there's always something to talk about. I tell you, I'm getting kind of worried. I'm worried that it's taking the Bundy situation and the American Patriots a long time to finalize what's going to happen. I'm worried that the Bundys and the Patriots have been in prison without being charged and are merely being held because they might be a terrorist threat to the rest of the nation. Boy, if that ain't the kettle calling the pot black. Jeez. I hope somebody is going to have to pay for doing what they're doing to these people. And these people haven't hurt anybody. They didn't shoot anybody. They didn't threaten anybody. And here you have a group called Black Lives Matter that openly threaten and want to see police officers killed. Boy, talk about genocide. You got to look up the definition of genocide that fits. One group going after another group and wanting to exterminate them by any means possible. That's what Black Lives Matter is all about. It's genocide. Should be against the law. Why is the government and law enforcement dragging their feet on this? What is the problem? Getting back to the Bundys. Staying incarcerated for as long as they have. It's over a year now. Staying incarcerated that long in prison with no sign of anybody getting released. I mean, you'd think eventually they would. But there's no sign for anybody to launch an appeal or anything. I know there's a group back east that's forming up, that's trying to do the legal end. But I just don't see it. The federal government, they've got a leg up on trying to do anything legal. Trying to bring them to toe the line, it's almost impossible. Very rarely you ever hear of anybody suing the federal government and winning. Sheriff Richard Mack sued Bill Clinton and won, but again, lost. Cost him everything he had. I don't know if he had to file bankruptcy or what, but he won the case. That's a very rare thing these days. It's a stacked deck. You go before a federal judge who is probably going to rule against another federal judge. I mean, in procedural and judicial matters, that ain't going to happen. They're not going to do it. If you get a chance, give me a call. I'd like to know what you think about this and what can be done. 1-800-313-9443. I'd like to hear from you. You know, there's so much corruption in this world. And I didn't realize it until the last 10 years of my illustrious career as a law enforcement officer. 39 years in the trenches, folks. 39 years, and I can safely say there isn't anything I haven't seen now, seen or heard of, that was done. Now, we're not talking about these crises that being perpetuated on the American public. I don't know what to think about that. I mean, who can you trust nowadays? What, trust the news media? How else are you going to get your news? How else are you going to know that a crisis went down? You learn from the TV or from the newspaper or the radio, but it's controlled by the mainstream news media. And they've already proven themselves to be untrustworthy. My good God. Look at all these crises that have occurred and have basically fallen apart under scrutiny. Folks, that's ugly. We're about due for another one. Seems like they come in segments. I still haven't figured out why they want to do this. Why the federal government or any government would want to perpetuate a phony crisis. Why would they want to do something like that? Do they want to insensitize the general population so that when the real one comes down, people don't freak out? And then they wonder whether it's true or false? Is that what they're trying to do? So that people don't panic and overreact. Well, I can tell you this. You ask 8 out of 10 people, and they'll tell you they're not really sure. They're not sure if it really went down or not. I don't know what to say about that. I mean, a lie is a lie. A half-truth is a whole lie. I don't know. Nowadays, the public expects some kind of truth whenever they see something on television. But then again, who knows? Who was it that got caught in his lie about riding in that helicopter, saying he was taking rounds and he had his life at risk, and that he was going to bring the news to you? Then we find out that it was all a lie, that he was in the helicopter behind the helicopter that was taking all the hits. Pretty sad when they start doing stuff like that. You know? It's pretty sad. You know, one of the things that I'm going to do, and it seems like this is the prevailing wind on medical insurance. I hate to even get into it because I don't totally understand it. I don't understand how you can take something from like Medicaid, which is supposed to be for the poor people, take that away and add it to like Medicare, and it'd be good for everybody. How can that be? There has to be some kind of like a double law in the works, a bill that has two ways to go. Because I don't think one's going to do it. There's got to be something for people that are on Medicaid. You can't just take it away from them and put it into one big lump. I am still in awe that what they did to the LVMPD. When the real big change came. And then it pretty much got finalized around 2014. The LVMPD totally cut everybody loose. Didn't matter how many years you had on. Didn't matter what kind of health insurance you had at the time. After a certain date, retirees, soon to be retirees, new officers, it didn't matter. Once you retire, your health insurance is stopped. You don't have anything. You don't even have a plan that you can buy into. The police department just totally cut you loose. And now you're on your own to find yourself some health insurance. It is absolutely outrageous, the cost of health insurance. It's probably pretty much a given that if you're heading toward retirement and thinking that you're going to be able to live off your pension, well, think again, folks. What you got to do is you got to start planning ahead and start looking for some security work that's going to hold you through. I mean, health insurance costs for somebody that was paying maybe $300 or $400 a month has now skyrocketed to $1,600 a month and more, depending on the plan. Who can afford that? Sure, not your everyday happy smiling face retired cop. I don't know what you think about cops, but let me tell you something. Blue thin line is just a whisker hair away from total anarchy. And if you don't think so, well, just pay attention. Groups like Black Lives Matter and all these other groups, I just can't wait to see a cop killed. Sooner or later, it's going to backfire. Like this, I think it already has. I mean, nobody takes these groups serious except the fact that some people in their group take it serious. And it's going to cost some police officers their lives. I don't know what's happened. I've never seen such hatred before. that the public is exhibiting. I mean, when was it that the public used to call the police force the city's finest? I thought that was a great term, especially since I was a police officer when that that term came out. Been a police officer since 1974. That's pretty nice. So, anyway, we have somebody on the line. Tom in Utah. Tom, are you there?
Yeah. Can you get up closer? Number one, can you get up closer to your mic?
Oh, sure. I'm coming in weak. How about now?
Well, it's kind of the background echo. So if you're up close, you get less of the echo, and then your voice is stronger, and I can hear the fan. I know you're in Vegas, and it's hot as Hades down there, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You know, I think the system, the whole system here is kind of having a little technical difficulty. So it might not be in the microphones or anything like that. So what's on your mind?
Well, I tried to contact, I was looking, since I'm blind, I can't go into the web, and I was trying to get a way to get in touch or contact you and get you to look at situation that involves Child Protective Services and, you know, a lot of the families out there in the east side of Las Vegas. Wanted to see if, right. if you'd had any experience.
Oh, yes.
If you got, when you get a chance, would you please look at DanielInTheLionsDen.us, which was a case that opened this issue up with me, which affects a lot of families in Vegas and in Nevada.
Okay, and I'm writing this down. Say that again now. Daniel in the what?
Daniel in the Lion's Den. .us.
The Lion's Den. Okay. Does this have anything to do with, does this have anything to do with Child Protective Services and the family court and destroying evidence, like child abuse case?
Yes, my quiet retirement was disturbed in 2001, beginning with a case where a family was accused of abuse and neglect. I was drawn in because I'd worked in pediatric pathology, and I found that one child had died, another one was being taken by the state. What I'd found out ultimately was that the family had suffered environmental poisoning in their home, and in 2008, and I've talked about this on RBN before, but I want to get to you because I know there's a lot of manufactured homes and mobile homes in Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
And there's been I've identified a problem with every one of those units. And so the primary victim of this environmental poisoning that occurs in them are the babies and the toddlers, sometimes elderly or handicapped. So I figured since you've been working in the Las Vegas Police Department, you probably were drawn in on cases where you have to go in with a social worker and lift a child or lift children from a family. Is that correct?
I have done that, but not on a poisoning case. I've never had one of those, actually. But I have removed lots of children from their homes, with child abuse and neglect and that type of stuff. But never with one where there was a problem with the home itself, the manufacturing problem. I never had one of those, but I'd be happy to look into that.
Yeah, what happened with me is this family was, well, I've had several families, nearly a dozen actually in the last, since 2001. But in each case, I've turned the findings in the court over because I found that the family had been subjected to government
pressures.
Let me hold over and I'll finish.
Okay. All right, we'll be back in a few. Like a dog without a bone, and actor out alone, riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, the show American Honor is coming back. This is Gordon Martinez. This show is brought to you by RBN. Call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. We are talking to Tom in Utah. Tom, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, we were talking about children being removed from their homes because of manufacturing defects of their homes. And that information, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Briefly, in 2001 is when I was drug out of my peaceful bliss of retirement. A mother and daughter was at my door in tears, and they were asking me to please help them. And I said, well, how can I help you? And they said, the state has taken our one child, and they're accusing us of having caused the death of a previous child. And of course, what was really bizarre, they did not know that I had worked in pediatric pathology and worked in pediatric medicine in my history. As I got into the case, what they were accused of was abuse and neglect. And so they actually had been drawn, the young parents had been drawn into court, and the case was dismissed without prejudice, but they were trying to charge them with negligent homicide. Mm-hmm. I didn't know at the time that there was, how to say, exculpatory evidence. Is that the word we use?
Exculpatory, yes.
In other words, the judge apparently saw it but didn't even dare mention it, so she dismissed without prejudice. And then the next year, the mother gave birth to a baby, it began to fail like the previous child. They ran it to the hospital, got better. They took it back home, got sick, back to the hospital again, got better, took it back home, got sick. And the third time back to the hospital, Child Protective Services was ripping the baby out of the arms of the grandmother, who was bringing express milk from the mother because the mother was sick at home. And they said to the grandmother, "You're going to kill this child just like you killed the one before." So at that point, this mother and grandmother showed up at my door. And without any clue, I got into the case, was trying to defend them with whatever I had. But within several weeks, I finally realized what I was hearing was the classical symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning. So I immediately had the family drive me to their home. It wasn't a mobile home or manufactured home. It was a regular home. Found out the furnace had been installed improperly. It had passed three inspections, yet that was certified, and the family literally were breathing the fumes of their own furnace. This, what really bothered me, though, was I got into it and finally had access to the court records and the police records. The family had, the first baby died, and when the father got up and found the dead toddler, called the police, and of course the coroner came. While the coroner was there, you know, examining and photographing, documenting the dead baby, the carbon monoxide alarm went off. The detective that was in the hall right underneath that detector, his response was, "How do you turn this GD thing off?" Mm-hmm. And even though that was recorded in the police report, that family was still drawn into court and were being accused of negligent homicide. When I saw that in the police records, of course, I was just enraged.
Right.
But, so during that spring and summer, the mother had given birth to another baby, and like I say, it began to fail that winter. And then after the third time to the hospital, they removed the child from the grandmother's arms and took it into state custody. And that's when the two women showed up at my door. When I finally realized from the discussion that it sounded like carbon monoxide poisoning, I went to their home, and I identified the fact that the furnace had been installed improperly. After that, in 2008, because I'd already now become well-known in that case, I had another family contact me, and they had the similar situation with a baby failing that didn't die at that point. So as I started to examine the situation, I found out that they were living in a manufactured or mobile-type home. And in that examination, I found that there was an exhaust sitting 3 feet away from a fresh air intake. At that point, I realized I had a bigger problem because there are 17 million units out there in the United States, just like this family's unit in Manti, Utah. So that's what I wanted to get in touch with you on.
Well, that's something I can definitely bite into. That's ugly, and that's very scary. You know.
Well, I don't know if you know it, but the real author for this perverse program that incentivizes the taking of children from their families is the National Child Welfare Act of 1993. Now, who was the president in 1993? Bill Clinton. Who authored the bill? Hillary.
I hear you. All right, well, thank you, Tom. And I'll be talking to you. Call me in again. I'll look there and give you an update.
Yeah.
Let's take a break.
What?
And then come back to talk with Charlie.
Yeah. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
People try to put us to death.
Gordon Martinez. The show is called American Honor, and it's about exposing corruption throughout our nation. And we have Charlie. Charlie, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's on your mind?
Well, I was wondering if you guys, when you sit around and talk about, when you talk shop, mm-hmm. Do you guys ever talk about why people hate cops so bad?
Yes, we do.
Would you?
Yes, we do.
Do you ever talk about all the? Yeah, okay.
Go ahead.
Do you ever talk about all the DUIs that you guys have given out over the last 20 years? In certain metropolitan areas, you can almost find one in five people have a DUI. No, I never had one, and this is just me observing what I've seen over the years that. Mm-hmm. You get a DUI, and that is the beginning of the end for that person, and you're creating a potential cop killer. These things deteriorate your life. they get you to the point where you can't even get on a lease. They determine whether you can get it to be, you know, to get a job. The establishment used you guys, to destroy the nightlife in America. Nobody wants to go to a bar anymore and have fun because they're worried about you guys waiting out there to ruin their life. And I was just wondering if you guys ever talked about that. Does that dawn on you that every time you write a DUI, that person down the road, 10, 15 years, depending upon what he's up against, his wife, all this, who knows what he has to go through, but that DUI sticks with you and it eats at you and it creates a potential cop killer. And there's a lot of them out there now. I was just wondering, do you guys ever talk about that?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And we also talk about being a victim of a DUI, which I am.
Okay. Do you ever talk about a chick texting behind you and runs into you? Texters have killed more people in 1 year than all the DUIs maybe in the last 20. They don't talk about it because it's bad for business. But texting and driving... I rode a bicycle in your town, dude, for 8 years, and I never worried about a drunk. I worried about that chick in the car on Facebook. I always rode on the sidewalk. I was never scared to ride a bike.
I personally think that texting is more dangerous now than DUI.
Oh, wait.
But do you know what the statistics are?
All I got to do is go to websites.
Around 44,000 to 46,000 people are killed on our roadways every year. Approximately 19,000 of those are DUIs or DUI involved. Not necessarily does it mean that a DUI was at fault in the traffic collision.
Yeah. There's always something to help, like pills or too many jobs. Or something. I never worried about a drunk driver in my life, but I worry about a cell phone user. But I'm just saying is, you guys have created a whole a lot of people out there that hate you. You know, mm-hmm. The establishment used you to destroy the nightlife in this country, and now you know. I just say that when I used to work in the casinos there, and I just said that's what I hear from people. One in five people might have had a DUI in certain places, and other people know that person. So there's that's a big problem for the police force. If they want to know why people don't like you, is what you do to them when you give them a DUI. And for the most part, I've never worried about a drunk driver, man. I mean, that's all I can say. That's all I can say.
You know,
every once in a while there's a bad.
I like to remark about how you say that the police have created this. The police are merely enforcing the law. If the law if you didn't want that law to exist, then you, as the public, can remove that law, and the police could not enforce that law.
There was a day, just make sure you got home, okay? I know all about it. You could get pulled over back years before they popped up this enforcement, and they would just make sure you get home or say, drive home safely. But this is
I remember
business,
that.
And you do, and then you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
So the police department, you know, if you want to know why people hate you, it's basically the traffic tickets and the DUI. And basically the DUI just ruins your life. Now, there was time back in the 1980s, you could probably get out of your DUI after 7 years, but you can't no more. That thing is a ball and chain. And so if any cops are listening out there, every time you pull somebody over, you know, and, you know, you're going to try to find out if they're drinking. I mean, you might get them for a taillight or something. But, I mean, you're going to try and find out if he's intoxicated at any kind of level. You're going to give him a DUI. Well, just remember, you know, that's a future problem. Somebody's going to hate cops for the rest of their life. So if you want to know why people hate you, just take a look what's happened in the last 20 years.
All right. Well, that's one opinion.
Man.
I mean, there's lots of reasons to hate cops. Anyway, you have a good one. And be careful. Well, just going back to that particular topic, I disagree that the DUI enforcement is the main reason that people hate cops. Now, I might go along with traffic tickets. I mean, traffic tickets are simply... revenue. But DUI is a little different ballgame. I mean, especially me. I mean, I'm a victim of a DUI. I was a motorcycle cop, and this drunk driver decides right at the 7th and Bridger in Las Vegas, back in 1986. And he crossed over the line at an intersection and wiped me out. The bottom of my left foot ended up being next to my left shoulder. If you don't think that is an ugly sight, all of my molars got fractured, broke my nose, tore off my little finger. Thought I broke both my arms. And that made me a lot uglier than I already am. Now that 3 years to recover, and that was way back in 86, so that was about a little over $200,000 in medical bills, 5 major surgeries, 3.5 years of physical therapy. It had a rather dramatic impact on my marriage. And I still have lasting effects from that. So whenever I hear of a drunk driver being removed from the street without a traffic collision, without hurting anybody, well, that's one for the giver. You know, that's me, that's a good thing. Because let me tell you something. These are catastrophic injuries that are produced by a drunk driver in a traffic collision. We are talking about people being paralyzed forever, people being scarred for life forever. I keep remembering this guy's name was Fox, and the incident occurred at Flamingo and Eastern, I believe. Eastern and Flamingo. And this drunk driver was playing cat and mouse with this attractive woman in a car, and he didn't pay attention to what he was doing. He ran a red light and hit this teenager. And hit the teenager in another vehicle so hard that it knocked her out of the car, and her own car landed on top of her and burned her severely and broke her body. I mean, oh, how terrible. And why? Because this guy decided to drink and drive and play games on the roadway. Well, to show you how remorseful he was, he escaped from custody because he had minor injuries. He escaped from custody from UMC and was later caught trying to climb over the fence in the coroner's office. I caught him again. So, DUI is no accident. DUI is an intentional act. There's probably, oh, besides being a pedophile, nothing worse as a scourge to society than a DUI, because it's indiscriminate. It is intentional, and it should be punished as such. Charlie called in and said that a DUI lasts forever now. And I, for one, am glad. It should. Because the injuries and the carnage that they cause, that lasts forever, too. So the message is, don't drink and drive. No one's saying don't drink. Do it responsibly. Just don't drink and drive. There's no excuse for that. None. So, it's kind of an interesting statement, is that do cops sit around and talk about why people hate us? And like I tried to slip in there, it's not so much DUI enforcement. I think it's a misunderstanding. There's a lot of misunderstanding, and we can thank the movie industry, Hollywood, and the news media for exacerbating a instance in which no one gets hurt. A wrestling match or a out-and-out fist fight between an officer and a citizen is an ugly thing. Nobody will deny that. But what it looks like and what it really is something different. How many of you know or can guess on Rodney King how many bones were broken by the officers hitting him with the police baton? I would venture to say somebody would say both his legs or both his arms or maybe an arm, maybe a leg, maybe some ribs. Would you believe it? Not one single bone. Sure looked bad. Man. And so I figured he was going to come out of there with paralyzed. Got hit so many times and it looked like it was really hard. Well, all he got were welts. He got welts, no broken bones, nothing permanent. And here's a little added deal. The other three people in the car weren't hit with the baton. They weren't even molested in any way by the police. They just stayed in the car, did what they were supposed to do, and they went on their way. But Rodney King, well, he had dope in his system. He was DUI, way over the limit. I think it was a 1.9. And I'm not sure if it was cocaine or heroin that he had in his bloodstream. So, and I don't know if people know this or not, but whenever you're grossly intoxicated with drugs or alcohol, one, you don't react to pain stimuli as a normal person would. And so what could be dished out to Rodney King couldn't be dished out to your regular everyday person because they're not insensitized to the pain and to the pain compliance that they were after. So just a little tidbit is that it looks a lot worse than it really is. And I've been in, I would say 60 fights. 60 knockdown, drag out fights. And I've choked people out, and which is probably the most humane way that you can control somebody is merely put them to sleep, and they come back and they're groggy and sedated, and they can be arrested. Handcuffs can be put on, and no one's harmed. But if you notice, even the chokehold, the police in Los Angeles, I mean, they lost their chokehold for a long time because people were under the misconception that police were killing people by the use of the chokehold. That just wasn't true. It was a combination of cocaine and meth and heroin and then a neck restraint may have been employed and the person would expire because of the intoxicants. It wasn't because of the chokehold. So there's a lot of misconceptions about what's going on, folks. And that is just my opinion, is that people have a misconception of why police believe behave them so much. We'll be back in a couple.
What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Okay, we got about 3 minutes left. This is Gordon Martinez with American Honor, brought to you by RBN. Michelle, are you still on the line?
Still here, and I will make it quick. To the gentleman who isn't worried about DWI offenders, he should be. My first husband was killed in a DUI, in a DWI incident, and he was the drunk. And you don't know how many times I tried to stop him myself, and he had 3 priors. So our sons grew up without a father. The other person was airlifted. And after that, I got depressed, and I myself started drinking. And I thank God that the police officer pulled me over and gave me a DWI. And I'm glad that I ran into him about 2 years later, and that I was able to thank him.
I really appreciate that, Michelle. Do you know that that gentleman that called in and said that he didn't worry too much about that, That's the first time I've ever had that said to me. And until you have been smashed up by a drunk driver, until you have seen 140 autopsies done to victims of drunk drivers, and that's what I've done, ma'am. I have been attended 140 autopsies because of a drunk driver. So to have somebody say to me that DWI is no big deal and it should be decriminalized somewhat because you just keep paying for it. Well, I say, well, that's too bad. You know, they should pay a lot more for it. I got the scars to show it. So, anyway, thank you for calling, Michelle. So anyway, just so everybody knows, I was president of the Southern Nevada chapter of MAD for 10 years. I was the president. Then we moved away from MAD because MAD, unfortunately, was just one big scam. We formed our own DWI advocacy group called Stop DUI. Stop DUI is a Nevada-based grassroots organization that is the only organization that gives monetary help to victims of the DUI scourge. We're the only ones. MAD, unfortunately, tricked everybody into believing that whatever monies you gave to MAD went to the victims of that scourge, and it did not. Not one penny has ever gone from the organization MAD to help directly the victims of the DUI scourge. Well, with that being said, it's been a slice. I will catch you next Saturday. Tune in and have a good one.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.